Do you like to kick a ball around with your kids, your grandkids maybe? Good for them. It's good for you. And there's been some really important local research done around the benefits of dads exercising with their daughters. You might have heard of the program that's behind all of that, the Daddy Program. Today, there's been an announcement taking that local program much further afield. Phil Morgan is the researcher behind the Daddy Program. By the way, Daddy stands for Dads and Daughters Exercising and Empowered. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on the expansion of your program.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting news for our team and also a wonderful opportunity for many families across New South Wales.
This has come as part of a New South Wales government strategy for the next 4 years. It's called Her Sport, Her Way, looking at, as they're saying, shaping the future of women's sport. What part of that strategy will your program play?
Yeah, well, the minister had announced the Her Sport, Her Way strategy, which had a number of key initiatives, and in the participation pillar, they really wanted an evidence-based program that targeted key influences in a girl's life to get them to have positive experiences in sport and physical activity. And the research we've done behind the Dads and Daughters program has been such that it really piqued their interest, and then seeing some of the impact it has, and also as a way to strengthen the bond between fathers and daughters, but in particular to give it opportunities to develop the physical skills and confidence to, you know, participate in a range of sports. So we're really exciting that you know, it's a key partnership and a key pillar that the rollout of the program across New South Wales is seen as something that could really make a difference.
So it will be going right across the state?
Yeah, that's right. It's a, you know, locally grown product, the Daddy Program. We've discussed it before, and to see it funded initially from the Hunter Children's Research Foundation, to see we've got an idea, would any dads and daughters turn up, to now we're in a position where, you know, it's running in Newcastle successfully. But, you know, many people have always said, how do we get the Daddy Program here, there and elsewhere? So here's an opportunity to have a partnership where we can work with the Office of Sport and the Sport and Rec Centres to get the program out there and delivered to train up people so it can be, you know, expanded across New South Wales.
Tell me, what happens in the Daddy Program? What do you actually do?
Yeah, so it goes for 9 sessions. So we have usually in an evening session, face-to-face session, dads and daughters come and we have a different focus each particular week. But there is actually, the dads and daughters split up and do 30 minutes education session separately, and then they come together and do a 45-minute practical session. The practical session covers rough and tumble play, they do various fitness activities, and they also do a range of activities to develop their sport skills together, bouncing and catching and throwing, etc. And the education sessions have a whole range of focuses, including evidence-based parenting strategies for the dads, how to emotionally connect with their daughters, screen times, getting them off screens. But most importantly, and probably one of the key things, is our session, which speaks about the importance of developing the girls' critical thinking skills and for the dads to be aware of the dangers of pinkification. And it's this
pinkification.
It's this focus of our society where girls are valued by more how they look than who they are, and thinking about ways where we develop the critical thinking skill to say, well, hang on a second, just because I'm a girl doesn't mean my opportunities in any domain is limited. So that's a really powerful piece of the program. So while exercise is the engagement mechanism, there's a whole range of things that really does raise awareness for the dads to become gender equity advocates and give their girls lots of opportunities in life.
How powerful is that message when it comes from a girl's dad?
I think that actual session there, session 4 we have, is the most important session of the whole program and probably explains why we've had such breakthrough results that haven't been seen internationally. And so having a positive male influence in your life, but in particular someone who's going to support you in your decisions, who's got open communication lines, but also understands those unfortunate challenges that girls face because of all the things that they are marketed and sold and said to them, that you can help and support them. So, you know, in all families, both mums and dads are important, but certainly a father-daughter is something that is less well-established, less well-understood, and so this research has really informed the power of that impact.
How do you know that it's successful? How do you measure that it's having a positive impact?
Yeah, well, we've actually done now 2 randomised controlled trials, and that's a form of study design that's really rigorous. And so we look basically at the impact of the program on the girls' physical activity levels, their fundamental movement skills, their social and emotional well-being, so a whole range of both physical and mental health outcomes. And we compare that to a group of families who didn't get the program, and then you look at it and say, wow, because of this program, these have been all the changes for the girls, but also for the dads. So, you know, as researchers and behaviour scientists, you set up the study design, and it is that the, collecting that evidence and publishing it has really, you know, for the minister to look and go, well, hang on, we know this program actually works, and therefore, on the back of that research, we want to get that out there.
That's brilliant. Do you still are you still having local kind of cohorts move through this program?
Yeah, absolutely. This week, you know, we're at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. I think it's week 8 of the program. We're delivering it at Newcastle, and it's got last session next week. And then, you know, people can still register. I believe we've got, you know, starting to generate a waiting list even for next year. So with the increased demand, so that really speaks to the positivity of the program and also how keen people are to do it. But now with this funding, we'll be able to work out a way to expand it and to run it as many times as we like with this increasing demand.